What is up, girlies? Here we are, and hello, hello, Radish Farm. Thank you so much for joining me on the 6th episode of Mamamoo Gossip Corner, where your latest and greatest comes from yours truly. So, girlies, it's Abby. We are back with another episode. Now, what are we talking about today? Of course, we're talking about Dinga, which is the new track that had just been released by our favorite group of dorks, and we're gonna talk about it. I mean, obviously, we're gonna go through my reaction, we're gonna go through the outfits, who had, like, the best, little, you know, we're gonna talk about that retro concept, we're gonna talk about your reactions, some other people's reactions, we're gonna get all into that in a bit. But, you know, obviously, we want to start this off by just going over just some free stuff, because, girlies, my mind has been all over the place. I mean, let's think. So, today is Wednesday, as I am recording right now, and usually, you know me, I upload, like, on Mondays, and, you know, I'm just telling myself, I'm like, Abby, what are you doing? I mean, believe me, I have had some free time, you know, these past few days, and of course I've been streaming and everything, but it's like, you know, I was trying to think of what I'm gonna do for this next episode, and I was thinking about doing Dinga, and of course, you know, I wanted to do it, but hopefully I can get all my thoughts out on this one episode, and then it just hit me, and I'm like, well, wait a minute, you know, I could do some covers, and actually, I just tweeted out a little bit ago, and I was just like, you know, do y'all want to see a Dinga cover? Because I know I want to try it. It sounds like really, really fun. I've seen some other girlies doing it. So anyways, I'm going to be releasing that Dinga cover probably tomorrow. I've actually already released Maria cover, and it's on my Twitter. I don't think I have it pinned, but it is on there if you want to check it out. And of course, we need a movie recommendation for the month. It is spooky season after all. And so for October, I want to talk about this movie called It Follows. Now, It Follows is a rated R movie, and I don't want to spoil anything, of course, but basically what happens during this movie is that this girl is trying to run away from this curse that she had received from another person. And believe me, it's not, there's not any of those, like, dun, like, you know, those jump scare type of things. It's more just all, like, the psychological horror of it all. So, if you like scary stuff, I recommend It Follows. Now, of course, you know, because it's Halloween season, I want to hear, you know, your costume ideas. I want to hear what you plan on doing for the 31st. What you're gonna do. I know that I'm dressing up. A friend of mine's coming over. We're gonna help pass out candy, and then we're just gonna watch a bunch of movies. I might actually take a picture of myself in my costume and send it to you guys. I might actually create a hashtag so y'all can join in on that. So anyways, of course, spooky season, here we are, but of course we need to get onto the first segment, and let's get right into it. Okay, girlies, here we are, first segment. Now, of course, we need to talk about everything that's been going on with this song. Now, generally, usually I like to keep things scripted, but for this, completely unscripted. You're gonna hear everything that I felt about this song. So, of course, when we saw the teaser come up, it was all like, oh, this sounds really retro. I love the neon usage of it. I have to admit, though, coming from, you know, an American, I never really saw their outfits as something that it would be worn back in the day, especially like from a female. But as far as I knew, though, I mean, not, that isn't to shade the outfits, but it's kind of because, I mean, let's be honest, the outfits are amazing, but if anything, it just, it didn't spark me as something that would be worn in that era. Now, with that said, with all of the good stuff coming up, there also was a lot of negative stuff, because people were saying, like, you know, and this is just me telling the news, you know, there's no shade, and believe me, if I was gonna throw a little shade there, I will let y'all know. But there were some antis who were very butthurt about the fact that Mamamoo was wanting to do a retro theme. And because of this, and it was like, they believe that, let me think, because, what was it? Yeah, BTS, they recently came out with a song called Dynamite, and it was a retro theme. Now, keep in mind, and I actually, I've said this before, and I've been thinking about, you know, crossing the border, right? Becoming like an army moo. And I will have to get back to you on that. It's kind of something that I'm not really sure if I'm like interested in getting into. But with that said, I will support BTS no matter what. Does it make me a stan? No, but regardless. So we get on to this whole controversy, right? Like, oh, Mamamoo is piggybacking off BTS. Now, to that I say, could they have received inspiration? Sure. I mean, hey, all theories are out on the table here. But to say that they possibly plagiarized? No, I'm absolutely not. Debunked. Take them tinfoil hats off, because that is not it. Now, as far as them, you know, using neon and everything, I don't remember one scene in Dynamite where they use neon or like neon lights or anything. If anything, I remember seeing neon signs in what was that recent song? Oh yeah, Lovesick Girls by Blackpink. They use neon signs in the background, and in Dinga, they use neon signs as well. So, you know, like, who's to really say if, you know, inspiration is inspiration. There shouldn't be any debate on whether or not someone plagiarized who. And you know what? Even if Mamamoo wanted to do a retro concept, who's to say that they're not allowed? You know, I mean, mostly, and this is just coming from me scrolling around, me looking at receipts and everything, it mostly was just Army who, and actually, wait a minute, let me think. It was Army, but it was also other stan groups coming from Mamamoo for wanting to do this thing. Now, Army moves were kind of in the middle there, and of course, you know, I feel bad for them. They were in the middle trying to defend BTS, but also trying to defend Mamamoo. And of course, this is before the music video even came out. Is the hate still prevalent? Of course it is. I mean, when has the hate ever really stopped with Mamamoo? That's the real question here. And I like to point out that if there was any like negativity towards Mamamoo, it's mostly just because of the fact that they are releasing a song during the same month that BTS is also coming out with another song. This is actually a question for listeners out there, for you girlies. I can't really remember, but I believe it's just going to be a single track coming from BTS and not a mini album or an album or something. So let me know. But as far as I know, that Travel, being the Mamamoo's new mini album, there is going to be a lot of songs, obviously, because it's a mini album. But yeah, just remind me. So, anyways, I'm getting a little scatterbrained. Anyways, with that said, there also has been some hate towards the name itself. And so I want to just clarify this for any moos out there who are trying to defend the song. Or even, you know, not even like just the song, but the song name. Now, Dinga is a onomatopoeia, meaning, like, and of course, for all my grammar nerds out there, I am a grammar nerd. I love that word itself, onomatopoeia. And what it is saying sounds that instruments or a certain, like, if I were to say, if I were to make I were to throw my book on the ground and it made a slam. See, the word slam is a onomatopoeia because it is a noise. Now, dinga is a strum of a, is a noise or a sound that comes from a guitar or a certain, or you could say the same thing about an electric guitar, a bass guitar, basically a guitar in general. So, when I heard that antis were seriously coming after the name, claiming that it was some, like, slur word towards Indian people, I was like, oh my gosh, you guys have nothing better to do you? Like, really, I don't know. It's very... it's not frustrating, because actually when I saw that, it was pretty funny. Like, they had nothing else to do except think for the fact that, oh, well, what does dinga remind us of? Oh, okay, it's gonna be an Indian slur? Okay, well, we're gonna run with that and let's see what happens. So obviously, Moose, nothing really came of this. It's just one of those things that happened before the song released. It is still going on, yeah, but it's like, it just, that's when it happened. And then another thing happened. Not only did, I just have to say this, you know, and Moose, you totally will understand where I'm coming from, but is it just me, or do antis get more and more boring every time they try to reach for something? I mean, no, really think about that. I mean, we could go through, and believe me, I could sit here and go through every single situation that Mamamoo has been in regarding any songs, any themes, what have you. But it's like, when it really cracks down to it, they just have nothing better to do than to reach for the stars and hopefully something comes of it. But, so I'm going to get on to this one last thing, and then we're going to get on to our next segment when I talk about the actual song. So, okay, in this teaser, you know, we found out the theme of it, we found out a few outfit ideas, and we were finding out the chorus lineup. And so, of course, the name, dinga. Obviously, it's an onomatopoeia. And, okay, another thing that happened is that antis were rearranging the letters in order it to be a slur word. Obviously, I don't have to say it because but they were trying to make it into the N-word, essentially. And... it's like, are you serious? And again, like, this is something really stupid, but it's like, you know, just something I need to get out there, so that way, and therefore, all Moos are, you know, keeping relevant in everything that has been happening ever since the song was pre-released, and then it was released. So, that happened, and of course, it's like, they just wanted to rearrange the letters, and I have to say this, just, you know, real quick, and then we're gonna end the segment. But, you know, the Moos have an inside joke of being, like, so, like, stupid. And don't get me wrong, I love Moos. Moos, y'all are just amazing. I love each and every one of you. But y'all can't stream. Streaming is the backbone of every K-pop community stan group. And when you can't stream, it's like, you can't, well, first off, we're not gonna get charted. I mean, our girls are probably not gonna get awards. You know, it's all these things, and they stack up to each other. So that's an inside joke that we've had. Now, does that mean that we can't take a joke? No, of course not. I mean, Well, we can take jokes, but when you purposely rearrange the letters of a song title and make it into a slur word, that's not funny. Okay, I'm sorry, it's just not, especially when we have no idea if you are of that race or not. It's just not funny. I'm sorry. I mean, that's, you know what? That's probably a hot take for the edgy K-pop lords, but that's just my take. And girlies, with that, we are going to get on to the next subject, which is the song. So stay tuned. Girlies, we are back with the second segment, and on top of that, we are going to start with the song. So, girlies, it just kind of sucks because I really wanted to keep the Dinga instrumental for my interludes, but I mean, here we are. I can't download it yet, so I'll probably just throw in something there. But I mean, come on, girlies, when we saw this music video, didn't it get better and better each time we watched it? I mean, like, I have to admit, when I first saw it, or when the not the trailer or the teasers came out, but like when I was seeing the concept art, I was like, we better get a roller skating scene or I'm gonna riot. And of course, I couldn't have been more happier because I got my roller skate scene and I'm just like, oh my gosh, like I just absolutely loved it. It was so freaking cute. And actually, we have to give the girls a bit of, it was different seeing backup dancers in their music videos because it's not that it's a weird type of different, but it's definitely different because in different all the like when they're together, all four of them, I've never ever seen backup dancers. So because they've had backup dancers this time, that's definitely different. It's a change, and the music video is just very appealing, and I have to give them credit. They always have stuck with a theme. And that obviously that's very sometimes to certain people, sticking to one theme can be boring, but if you learn to keep how should I say this? If you learn to keep a certain situation happening, or even if you have a story happening in the music video, it won't be boring. Now, of course, with Mamamoo music videos, there's never really a story. If anything, it's just kind of like showcasing, pose here, dance here, little funny moment here, then dance, dance, pose, pose. That's kind of usually the formula that they use, which is fine. It's not like, it's not that it gets boring. In fact, it's a formula that works for them, but it's not like predictable, if that makes sense. Even if the formula is there, they do different things to where it's like refreshing. So, of course, we all love the music video, very good color palette. I think they did some very good shots. There was one point in the music video. It wasn't a bad thing, but it was definitely it just it didn't how should I say this? It was kind of like a oh type of reaction for me. It didn't steer me in a It just, because I don't want to say anything bad about it, It's a good music video. And I like, oh, you know what I can say is that the font usage for Dinga is like, it's just so good. I don't, girlies, I don't think I can stop foaming at the mouth over this music video. It's just too freaking good. And let's just see here. I really like You know, I feel like I'll put a segment in for just the outfits because there is a lot. There's a lot of outfits. Usually I don't like to rank them, but we will get on to that. Now, I could say for shot-wise, like the cinematography of it is very good, and it's not, they don't waste time, really. It's just kind of like, and I really feel like the story of it is just the four of them hanging out. And if you listen to the lyrics, it's just about having a good time, you know, drinking, partying, you know, just having fun, which is, you know what, honestly, I praise Mamamoo all the time for having like stories or some type of message behind their music, basically, which is actually why I got into them. And but with this one, it's more just like kind of like a feel-good song. It's not blasting in your face, but it gives you like that feel-good, like something you want to put on in the car and jam to, which actually I really appreciate. And so, okay, I feel like I'm like going on for too long. So, of course, I want to get onto the outfits. So we will get on to that in the next segment, and I will see you there. Alright, girlies, here we are with the third segment, and which is going to be about the outfits. Now, as I am going to be looking at them right now, we are going to discuss them, and hopefully, I can describe them in the best way possible. But you know what? Actually, as I'm watching the music video, you also can watch the music video with me, and we can just kind of go through them together. So, I want to say this up front. You know, they all have new hairstyles, which is amazing. I mean, we love seeing new hairstyles on these girls, especially because they absolutely can rock everything and anything. So, let's see. We've got Wheein with bangs now, which is so freaking cute. She absolutely rocks bangs. Because, I mean, I can't remember the last time I've seen her with bangs because I don't think she has before, if I'm remembering correctly, but she does them really, really well. We've got Solar, you know, regular hair, but she, when they move on to the next outfits, which is just the short, what are they called? They're not crop tops, but they're more like just cut-off shirts with, the stripes on the sleeves, and then they're wearing jeans. I love those outfits, by the way. I feel like I kind of want to get one. I don't know. They're like really, really cute. I'm like, now that I'm looking at them, I really like Hwasa's. Anyways, I gotta get onto the hair. So Hwasa now has white highlights, which, like, okay, you know me, I am a Hwasa bias, and I want nothing but the best for my best girl. But when I see the white highlights, I don't know. I'm used to either red hair Hwasa, short hair Hwasa. I've never seen her do highlights like that before. Maybe I need to get used to it. I'm just not, you know, like I'm just, you know, it's not like something I'm used to. But when I first saw it, I was like, oh, it's okay. It's not like I'm like foaming at the mouth over it because it's so freaking good. It's just, maybe it's just something I need to get used to. So then on to Moonbyul. She cut off her hair entirely. So she's got like a short hair, barely touching the shoulders, which actually I do like it. It's able to frame her face in a very good way. Also, I actually pause at a moment in the video because they're all sitting on the floor and she has a tattoo. I didn't know that before. I knew that Hwasa and Solar had tattoos, but I did not know Moonbyul did, which is very cool. So, okay, I'm going forward. And okay, so if you pause at like the 9-second mark, we're on to Hwasu's second, or actually no, this would technically be her third outfit, and she's wearing a oversized blue turtlenecked collar shirt with her bra on the outside, and she's wearing her, I'm not even sure what it is, it's like a type of their pants, but they have a bunch of outer fringed feathers on them, or fuzzy type of things, and she has a green, like a lime green heel to match it. And I gotta say, not a big fan of this outfit. It's just, there's almost too much going on with it that I don't know. I'm not for it. I'm not for it. Girlies, maybe you're the same way. Although, the one thing I am for is the hair. She is rocking the twin ponytail with bangs in the front. Absolutely love it. And, okay, so the next outfit, we have Wien with her Burberry. It's like a striped, it's a outer striped on the sleeves top with jeans. And I love, I can't get over the fact that we've got, what was it? Actually, I'm probably going to get into it soon, but we've got Burberry, we've got Chanel, I think. I can't remember. Regardless. Oh, wait a minute. Oh, no, because I skipped over it. Because we've got Solar's outfit and we've got Moonbyul's outfit. And I like the fact, now, girlies, you might be on the fence with this one, but I, for one, love the fact that Moonbyul is going for a more, like, boyish type of look, because I don't know why, I really, really like it. And now we're going with Solar's outfit. Now she has two berets in her hair, also accompanied by a goldish type of suit with a skirt and I think gold shimmery boots, which I do like. Honestly, everything that Solar wears in this video, I love it, love it, love it. And Moonbyul's outfit, now it's just basically high-waisted pants with a sweater type of shirt and a plaid suit jacket, I think. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, this is like the most underwhelming type of outfit because it's kind of basic. So if I were to rate her outfit, it'd be like a 5 out of 10 because it's not, I mean, we like when Moonbyul's cool. You know, she's like that cool girl. So we like to see her wearing cool type of outfits. So, you know, we're going past the outfits of when, because, you know, the same matching outfit of the cut-off shirt with the striped sleeves and the jeans. So now, with their initial outfits, I'd call it their, how am I supposed to word this? Because let's just be honest, they're wearing a lot of outfits in this music video. So let's see. I would say their top outfits or the what they're actually, wait, their trademark outfits for the song. Okay, because it's almost like in Gogo Bebe, where they have their like there's one type of outfit that they wear. And like for each of their like music core dances or something. So I would say that the ones that they're wearing like right now, which I'm going to describe, is the ones they're probably going to wear for the music core. So we'll start with Wien. Wien is wearing a oversized red suit jacket with, I think it's a black top. Oh, she's covering it. I can barely see it. And she's wearing like a designer etched, I don't know how to describe it. Oh my gosh. Yeah. It's like a navy type of jean with etching on the design. So yeah, it's a nice outfit. I'm not really a fan of the oversized red jacket, mostly because it kind of sticks out. I'll be honest, it sticks out, but not in a good way. Because it's like, okay, I'll be honest. She's wearing this oversized bright red suit jacket. And all the other girls are wearing black, which is like, eh, it's, you know, where's her stylist? Can I talk to you, please? You know, not in a Karen way, I promise. Anyways, okay, Wien's outfit. Or no, Solar, sorry. Okay, so Solar is wearing what seems to be a type of, I'm trying to remember my fashion technique class etiquette, because I can't remember what it's called, but it is basically, it's like this type of mesh material that is like a, it's not like, if you know what a poncho is, like a rain poncho, it's that type of material because it's see-through, and underneath it she's wearing a solid black bra and undie to match it. And I have to admit, it's a look. Like, come on, girlies, that is a look, and I'm here for it. And I love the thigh-high boots. That is a look. And to describe Hwasa's outfit, it's like, and okay, I don't really like her hair because it's bunched up as a, I'm actually wearing my hair like that now, but it's in a lower ponytail, but she's wearing a high ponytail with different type of ponytail makers to, I don't really know how to describe it. It's to keep the hair in a one section? I don't, maybe, girlies, you know what I'm talking about, but honestly, I don't really like her hair like that. It's kind of, you know. Actually, during, with this hairstyle, there actually was a little bit of controversy, but because Moose covered it up, or not covered it up, but we covered it, knowing that, you know, she's not appropriating again, there was this whole thing going on with her baby hairs, and how she, it's, she stylized them, but she didn't edge them, like how a black woman would. So I really like the stylization of there, but I'm not really for the whole ponytail in the back. She is wearing a high-rise, waisted, like boy type of shorts, and yeah, boy shorts, and she's wearing baggy jean pants with a crop top jacket, which is very, very cute. I like that outfit. And for Moonbyul, she didn't style her hair any different, but she's wearing a bedazzled, yeah, I would say it's bedazzled. It's, yeah, it's definitely bedazzled. And it's a suit jacket, of course, because all these girls are into their suit jackets. And then she's wearing a leather bell-bottom jeans. Or I should just call them trousers, really. And honestly, I'm for this look. I have never seen before leather bell-bottom pants. And she rocks them, of course. And I just, there's no way that, like, yeah, I mean, I'm looking at all these outfits, they're just too good, you know. And her shoes are just like pointed boots, basically. And let's see, I'm pretty sure, isn't there a Chanel outfit? I can't even remember. Maybe, isn't it, I thought maybe it was Hwasa who wore the Chanel, I can't even remember. Oh my gosh. But it's, yeah, I don't remember when Chanel comes in. Oh my gosh, I have like freaking crackhead energy right now. Oh boy. But as far as outfits go, girlies, you have to let me know which one you like better, or which one you think probably they could improve on. But, you know, there is one thing that we have to talk about. And it is, let's see here. It is the ending scene. You know what, actually, we're gonna keep that later. But girlies, you know what I'm talking about. That ending scene with Hwasa, which we think is going to be the title track. So stick around and we'll be on to the next segment. Alright, girlies, so you want to hear all this drama, right? We want to talk about what's been going on with the streaming and all this good stuff. Well, recently, let's see, the song has been out for about 24 hours now, and I'm looking at the view count And let's see, it's been out for about, yeah, almost over 24 hours. And I'm pretty sure we hit 6 million. If, yeah, 6 million, 6.7 about, you know. And so, obviously, there, and I remember looking at my tweets and everything, and unfortunately, it's like, sometimes they even froze our views, and, you know, all this stuff, and it's like, you know, this isn't new to the K-pop community, because of our streaming habits, a lot of times the views get frozen. But then, I'm pretty sure I looked over my Twitter, and I found out that there was, like, our views were getting deleted? I mean, over, can't remember who tweeted it, but it was like somewhere around 30k views were deleted, and I'm like, what? I mean, come on! Moose can hardly stream, and yet we got YouTube deleting our views. I mean, come on, I watched, let's see, my streaming, or how I stream, is I watch multiple music videos. Remember, girlies, you gotta watch it at 480p, you gotta watch it with at least 50% volume, you can't hit replay, because then your view won't count. You have to make sure you comment at least 3 times, no emojis, because they don't count. You have to like the video, you have to, you know, that's basically what you have to do. So, with that said, it's like, all this stuff is happening, and at the same time, our like to dislike ratio is actually pretty good, considering that, you know, this is Mamamoo's comeback, and we thought, oh my gosh, well, we're gonna have to defend ourselves against the haters, right? Well, I mean, let's, like, as far as I know, you know, going through my Twitter, I didn't really see much as far as any, well, you know, there were a few, like, spammers trying to get in there being, like, you know, obviously they were blinks or from any other stan group, but come on, Moose. We all know that blinks are mostly, and I say mostly, I don't mean all the time, but I say mostly they are up to no good. And you know we have to defend Mamamoo with everything that we got. So the best way to do it is you don't engage with them and you just stream, support your girls, ignore them. Oh, and also report. That's also a good tool. You should report. And so anyways, we have those views going. Now, did we hit some records? Actually, we did. We let me see if I could find that. But with that said, we're getting some good ground as far as, because I like to think that this is I like to think that this is a good practice run for Moose, because not only do we suck at, you know, we just, come on, Moose. I know we all can take a joke, but it's like, we just suck at views. I mean, right? Come on, we just do. So it's like, I would like to say that to every Moo that did stream, you know, congrats, you know, thank you so much for streaming and trying to get us to the first 24 hours, because obviously we like to break records, but I like to think of this as a practice run, because when you think about it, Moose, we suck at streaming, so if anything, this can get us to, you know, to get even more views for the next 24 hours when that new track comes out. So I'll just go over a few, like, the first 24-hour chart things that we've got, and I like to credit this to at Mamamoo Charts, which is a great source. I follow them, and they give us all the updated information on what's going on with their charting and where they are. So let's see, we peaked at number 9 on the iChart. We, 17, number 1 on iTunes charts, and we had hashtags trending number 1 and number 2 worldwide on Twitter with over 200k tweets. That's very good. and we got 5.9 million views and 1 million likes on YouTube, which is, and then we got 15k likes on Melon, and then, you know, 200k unique listeners, and, you know, so that's just a few of them that, you know, what happened with all the, in the first 24 hours. So Moose, you know, this is, you know, can we do better? Of course we can. But the thing is that not only do we have to do better, but we have to do a lot better. Because, you know, 5.7 something? Wait, hold on. 4.9. Okay. So we got 4.9 views in under 24 hours. Which is a good accomplishment. I have to say, to all the moos that did stream diligently, thank you so much. To all the moos that did try to stream but you were a little busy, thank you anyways. And to all the moos out there who just watched it once and then kind of just put their phone away, where are you at? I mean, we need to talk. I need to speak to your manager. You know what I'm saying? Because we need to do well for our girls. I mean, that's point blank. And I have to say this real quick, and then we will end the segment and probably, we'll see what we can get onto with our next segment. But Moose, let's just be honest with ourselves. Even when it comes to streaming, and I know I feel like I'm just driving it home, right? But even if we're bad at streaming, I do not believe that bullying or harassing other moos for not streaming as much as they probably can is the right solution. And of course, this is coming from me. I'm the pure little moo who hates confrontation and everything. But see, the thing is that, you know, it's one thing to encourage, right? And it's one thing to say, or even share your streaming suggestions and everything. But when you, like, purposely go after moos who don't stream, I don't mean it in a way like, you go after moos personally. Like, you actually reply to them and you're like, oh, you suck for not streaming, how could you? Like, first off, you don't know everything about that moo. You know, it's, you know, we should be a warm, like, loving community. And I have to be honest, I didn't do a lot of streaming in the first, let's see, when it first came out, it was like, let's see, American time, it's like 5 o'clock in the morning. So of course, I didn't see it till maybe like 9. And of course, then I have school to do. So I couldn't stream during then. So when school was over, I have errands to run. Could I stream during then? No, because I'm driving in my car. But when I come home, it's about maybe 12. So then I start streaming. So did I get enough streaming done that I could have? No, of course not. You know, I always could set up a plan and everything, but things happen. You know, in the first 24 hours, I didn't even know I was going to be that busy. So again, moos, stream when you can, but instead of bullying, encourage. You know, give out your streaming methods. Make sure you message all your moo friends. Tell them, hey, you know, make sure that you're streaming. Make sure that you're doing everything that's necessary. Remember, you have to like the video. Leave 3 comments without emojis. Then you have to stream with a 50% or higher volume. Make sure it's at 480p on the quality. And also make sure that you don't have it on repeat. If you're going to shuffle, you have to at least have, I think, like 5-6 songs. Well, if anything, you have to make sure that they're all shuffled. So, you know, just with that said, a lot of love going for you guys. And let's get on to the next subject. La 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 girlies. Now, here we are, last subject. Now, I know I kind of spoiled it in the beginning, and I really wish I didn't, but it was kind of like just me rambling, so here we go. We need to talk about this last scene in the music video. And you know what it is, okay? We've got Hwasa, and she is just kind of, I'm literally watching it now. It's kind of funny how many times I've watched it, because at this point, it's like, I'm just looking at Silver Linings right now. But so here we go. She's walking, right? And she's going right up to this person who hands her a freaking pickaxe, and she's wearing some like delicate fabric, and over it, it's kind of, and I try my best to describe it, but basically it's all leather, right? She has a leather bra as well as leather pants, and underneath the leather bra, she's wearing this delicate material, which is goes up to her neck in a sort of turtleneck fashion. And it's just, I mean, I don't, how am I supposed, I'm sorry, I keep hitting replay on it just so I can make sure I'm not missing anything. But it's like, this scene is very, it's not, like, okay, I think my friend actually explained it very well. When my friend and I were talking about it, she goes, you know, like, this scene, when you really think about it, it's not, like, creepy, but it's, like, a cool creepy. And I was like, you know what, you're right. Like, it's, like, when you look at, so it doesn't seem like she just seems like she's in a room, you know, and it's all red, and I don't know what's funnier, the fact that she's just handed a random pickaxe, and she just kind of, like, grabs it, and she's just, like, staring at it, and then she just looks at the camera, and, so, actually, this is going to be a shorter segment, obviously, but we need to talk about it, because there was this theory about it, and I probably can't pull it up right now, but okay, here was the basis of the theory, and it goes like this. So we've got her walking in with this outfit. Now really it does stem from the outfit, because when she looks to the side, you'll notice that her earrings, and of course if you're watching this with me, feel free to pause. So I would pause at the 3:44 mark, and she's wearing these earrings. Now what are they? They have snakes in them, and it's supposed to symbolize, I actually thought that the theory was very interesting. It is supposed to symbolize Medusa. And if you don't know who Medusa is, she is a part of Greek mythology, which she is a lady, basically, with snake hair. And she is able to turn people into stone if you look into her eyes. Now, with that being said, it's actually kind of correlates with the pickaxe, because what do you hit with a pickaxe? Stone. Now, this, and the theory goes that if she is trying to be Medusa in this scene, and it's funny because, now remember, keep the theory in mind that she is trying to portray Medusa, and she's able to turn people into stone by just looking at them. So she grabs the pickaxe, she looks at it, and then she looks to the camera. Now, us as the viewer is looking at her as we're watching. So, think about it this way. All the haters are always looking at Hwasa, right? So, as soon as they make eye contact, the hater turns to stone. And remember that handy little pickaxe she has? Well, as soon as they're chopped in, as soon as they are turned to stone, she's just gonna chop them up and just hit that pickaxe at them and watch them crumble. So that's basically how the theory goes. And Moose, you gotta let me know how you feel about that theory. I actually really like it. Does it possibly, is it possibly a little strange? Yeah, but you know what? Theories are always strange. And I actually, if anything, that's the only theory that I found. So, whatever you girlies are thinking, please let me know, because that is a very interesting theory, and I'd love to hear your opinions on it. And girlies, here we are at the outro, and let's just get right into it. Girlies, here we are at the outro. Thank you so much for sticking around for this episode. Obviously, I didn't post on Mondays as I usually do, and I'm sorry. Usually, I try to get something out there for the beginning of the week so you girlies have something to look forward to, because let's be honest, Mondays suck. They just suck, and no one likes them, but I wanted to put something out there, and hopefully it's what y'all wanted, because I do have a few other suggestions to get to as far as episode ideas, but obviously a dinger reaction is something that you girlies want to see. And obviously, I actually, you know, for the next one, I might get onto the recent Refund Sister, because they did a music core for their recent Don't Touch Me single track. So again, that's probably going to be for the next episode. And girlies, I want to leave you with a little something. So obviously things are pretty crazy in the world right now. You know, we're going through a pandemic and everything, but there is one thing that I forgot to mention from the music video, is that they were wearing a mask. Remember? Come on. We all remember that scene. They were all wearing their mask, which is a good message for all of you to remember to wear your mask. Not only are you going to protect yourself, but you're also going to protect your loved ones. And I know, like, actually, I'm pretty guilty of this, but, you know, who doesn't love a good old-fashioned Karen video? The ones that are always yelling that their civil rights are being taken from them, and I need to speak to your manager. You know, those people. Well, guess what? I love watching those Karen videos. They're just so funny. But, you know, they're just crazy. You know, they're just crazy. And I might as well just share something about myself. My parents, they're not, okay, first off, they're not Karen and Kevin. Absolutely not. But, oh, for some reason, they truly believe that wearing a mask is their invading their constitutional rights. Which, by the way, no, they are not. And I am sure that if you are still close to your parents, it's, you know, obviously the older people are very strong and almost boomer-like when things are going to change. And to that I say, girlies, let them think what they want. It's not going to change how you feel. If you are going into a private business and they tell you to wear a mask, just do it. If anything, no one likes to wear a mask. I personally don't. It's just, but you know what? It's what we gotta do. You know, do your civic duty. You know, it's almost like if you see a water bottle on the street, you pick it up and you put it in the recycling bin. You know, it's just doing your civic duty. And don't let anyone say that, oh, this stuff is a hoax, or no one's dying from it, or the mask won't protect you. Well, guess what? Let's just humor them for a second. Let's just say all of that is true. Well, guess what? If you want to go into a store and you have to wear a mask, just do it. Don't cause a fuss, because you might just end up on the internet. Alright, girlies, if you love this episode, which I am sure you did, please follow this podcast at Mamamoo Gossip Corner, corner with a K, and the K is for K-pop. And obviously, if you want to know where and when I upload, you gotta follow my Twitter. The Twitter is at whataradradish, and of course, follow me on Instagram, in case you are on there. It is official_MamamooGossipCorner, and of course, you know, anytime that I upload something, or actually wait, not even upload, when I tweet something funny, you guys gotta like it. I mean, come on, I'm always on there, and I retweet stuff, and so obviously follow me on Twitter for that stuff, but also follow me for whenever I upload on Mamamoo Gossip Corner. And with that, girlies, I will see you later. Bye!